At my current employer, we have a practice that I'm not really a fan of sometimes, but this time of year, as we near the end of our fiscal year, we do a self-evaluation as we're evaluating our performance. And self-evaluations always make me feel uncomfortable because it causes me to look at how I think I'm doing in my job, and then I have to turn that into my superiors, and they rate me as well. And we have to rate ourselves on a variety of different things, subject areas or whatever you want to call it. And your rating is one of three ratings. It's that we either do not meet expectations, we meet expectations, or we exceed our expectations. And so in doing this over the last couple of weeks at work, it kind of got me thinking about not only how do I rate myself in my work life and how I do things there, but how do I, if I had to do a self-assessment concerning my obedience to God and my faith, how would I rate myself in a few different areas? And so I hope to have all of us asking that question, and maybe some things to think about and how we would rate ourselves or where we fall in this. First and foremost, I wonder how I would rate myself in regards to prayer. In Romans 12, beginning in verse 9, let it love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, and practicing hospitality. Now, if I was to be getting a sermon together, these couple of verses here is, you know, there's just a trove of information and things we can learn from, but just giving thought to the fact that we are to be devoted to prayer is what I want to look at on that one. Also in Colossians chapter 4, we have a very similar thought. Colossians 4 and verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. So we are to be devoted to prayer. God expects us to be devoted to prayer. And finally, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, again, another similar thought in verse 11. For which I was appointed. Oh, that's not the right verse, sorry. Turn to 2 Timothy, that's why that didn't look right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11. To this end also we pray for you always, that our God will count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see here the example that's given here to pray for one another. We're to pray for one another as well as to pray for things for ourselves as well. So God expects us to be devoted to prayer. So that's one of the questions I want to ask tonight, is do we meet that expectation? Do we exceed that expectation? Or do we fall short of it? Another is our service to others. In Ephesians chapter 5, or chapter 6, excuse me. Ephesians 6 and beginning in verse 5. Slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart, as to Christ. Not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, render service as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether for slave or free. So we see here that we are to render service to others as unto the Lord. We are to serve one another. And also in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew 5 and verse 41, we have, again, a similar thought here. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. And so, in context, it's not necessarily talking only about serving others, but it's a good principle to apply, and that is to do whatever one asks of us to help and serve them. God expects us to render service to others as unto the Lord, as we read in Ephesians. So again, do we meet that expectation? Do we exceed it, or do we fall short? What about our service to God? In Luke 16, we see, just briefly, thought on that. In Luke 16 and verse 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. So we see here that we are to have an unwavering and an uncompromised service to God. And also in John, in John chapter 12, in verse 26, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. So as we said for the other points, God expects us to serve him and to render service to him. We have to ask ourselves if we meet that expectation, exceed it, or fall short. And the last one I want to look at tonight is teaching others. In Acts chapter 5, it's laid out exactly how our attitude should be in this matter. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 42, and every day in the temple and from house to house, they kept right on teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. And if we read this just as a standalone verse, we see the example that we should be teaching one another and preaching. But looking in context, in verse 41, in verse 40 and 41, they were flogged, they were persecuted, and they, in verse 41, they rejoiced that they had been considered worthy to suffer for Christ. And then in verse 42, they say, every day in the temple, from house to house, everywhere we go, we kept on preaching Jesus. That's our example for how we're to teach others. In Colossians chapter 1, we have another similar example. Colossians 1 and 28, we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ. For this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me. So it says here that we proclaim Christ, we proclaim God, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom. Again, that is the example we are to follow. And finally, in 1 Timothy, I feel like it sums it up very nicely here in chapter 4. In verse 11, prescribe and teach these things. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, and to teaching. So I think from these verses we can see that God expects us to teach others. And again, we need to ask ourselves, do we meet that expectation? Do we exceed it, or do we fall short? So these are just four points that I thought of when doing this preparation for this, and there's many others. As I was trying to think of what I wanted to discuss, you know, there's 7 or 8 or 10 that just kind of came to mind as you look, and there's many others. But this is four things that God does expect of us, and if we were going to rate ourselves, if we were going to see where we stand as far as God's expectations on these and others, where would we fall? So if you're a Christian tonight and we fall short in any way, if we answer the question, how are we doing what God expects? If we fall short in any of these or any others, now's the time to make that right. And if you're not a child of God, then you cannot possibly be acceptable to him in any of these. You have to first become a child of God to be acceptable to him. So if either of these be the case, we offer an opportunity to make that right. And you can come forward as we stand together and sing.